Yeah, that's better. This is Strange Arrangements with DJ CIL, and I'm going to crib one from Eric here. He brought some CDs up. I'm going to steal a track off of one of his. It's an outfit called Stratum Terror. It's on Old Europa Cafe out of Italy. Great label, really good distributor of music. And this is a track called Skull Breeding. Sit back and enjoy this.
I don't know my father, my biological father, and I was just raised wrong. Were you taught much between right and wrong? No, I wasn't taught anything. My parents didn't take care of me, they were always out. It was like my way to get attention from them was to get in trouble. Were they substance abusers? Yeah, that was substance abuse. Or drugs or alcohol? Drugs. So you began selling drugs at what age? 13. Did you make a lot of money doing that? Mm-hmm. In your best week, how much money? About $900. And to whom would you sell it? Dope kings. Crack heads. Michael, when you carried a gun, how did you feel? Like I had a sense of power over other people without guns. I was somewhat superior. Had a sense of inner superiority.
Here's something from an outfit called The Disney. Know nothing about them except that they're from Bloomington, Minnesota, and they live on Shakopee.
House of Love.
Yeah, the House of Love, Shakopee. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Battery, doing Gangster's Paradise, doing the old Coolio thing. I personally like it better, but the first one was, well, never mind. Anyway, Sterile doing Egoist, On the Cross is next.
Thank you. And that was Foundation 9 by Public Works. And this is Dave. So we're going to listen to a band called The Dave. Because if it's called The Dave, it has to be good, I would think. They're doing a cover of Three Coins in a Fountain, which is one of those really schmaltzy hits by like somebody like Paul Marriott or somebody like that back in the 60s or, you know, Symphony with Strings type crap. And after that, we'll move into more familiar territory again with the band called Ascension. And what's the frequency, Kenneth? I hope you remember the meaning of that phrase. That's what Dan Rather said when he said people approached him on the street and they were asking him, what's the frequency, Kenneth? And he was really paranoid about that. Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, they did, didn't they? Weird. Anyway, after that will be Cosmonauts Hail Satan with Across the River of Blood. But first, The Dave.
Love. Which one will I wish I had my guitar. Somehow it's just easier for me to say something sweet with music rather than just playing.
That's the way it was to be, friend.
right upstate. That's a natural fact. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. $20. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. National call speaks to every one of you here at Dallas. $1.
Machine with Send Me an Angel, and I know that's a cover, but I can't remember who originally did it. Dave says it maybe it was Duran Duran. I don't think that's right. Yeah. Peter Gabriel, even worse. No. And Peter Gabriel's better than Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Okay. Well, anyway, send those cards in and let us know what the hell that was. Before then, Inertia with Believer. That was from Culture Shock number 5. It was a magazine. I don't think it's around anymore. Maybe it is.
Eric
says there's nothing in 2 years, so good stuff, though. I'm going to play a couple off that and next, and we'll sign off with that. But, before that, we heard After Cosmonauts Hail Satan, we heard Eel Wickley versus Psy Warfare as a mix, and something from Mask and Vinyl Communications with a little bit of other noise junk thrown in there. And I'd like to say thanks to Vinyl Connection as usual, thanks to Coach and Six, thanks to Dave, thanks for Eric for coming up, and especially Eric for letting me plunder his library for the last half hour or so. And don't forget about Unconditional Loathing at the Moose Lodge on the 14th of July. Not to be missed. You just don't get stuff like that up here. You know, it's either line dancing or lame-ass alternative yuck bands. So, worth showing up for. Anyway, let's hear Two Blind, at least for me, from Culture Shock 5. We'll hear Biopsy, and the name of their track is CX State. And we'll hear A Gassed View with Neurotic. And see you next week, sports fans.
Show.